Right now, millions of people across the country are opening their hearts and wallets to help grieving families in Connecticut. Unfortunately, consumer problem solver Connie Thompson says thousands of scammers are already at work taking advantage of your kindness.
Yes, and you know how I feel about these buzzards, Mary. The internet is on fire with Sandy Hook scams. It's reportedly so bad, even liking a post on Facebook can get you burned.
It's amazing how something horrible happens, how people come out of the woodwork and they do nice things. They want to help. They want to donate.
But while we pray and send condolences to Newtown, Connecticut, fraudulent donation appeals are preying on our emotions. Scam warnings are accumulating as phony charities flood the internet, a favorite target, Facebook.
The Facebook issue and the emails, the fake news headlines, those are the big ones that are really getting a lot of people's attention.
Complaints are coming in about fake Facebook pages using the names of shooting victims to get money and worse. In this Facebook post, a Connecticut mother says scammers are using a stolen photo of her child, erroneously claiming the kid's a victim of the Sandy Hook shooting.
If you want to help the families, only donate to a charity that you contact directly after you have checked it out. There are a number of legitimate organizations, including a special school support fund set up by United Way at Newtown.